And yeah, it went in so quick. I think even the referees, you know, it just happened so quick into the game, and it's almost like, oh, yeah, here we go again. It's crazy.
What was so impressive about it is, as we said during the broadcast after the goal, that puck was maybe an inch over the crease.
Goal
the blue,
line. Yep.
The ball, the blue, and the crease where he shot it from. And he went straight up with
straight
that
up. Yeah.
Over the shoulder. And it barely crossed the line. He just went up over the crossbar and almost came down. I think maybe one thing that confused everybody, it kind of came down, you know, in the crease, but it had already crossed the line.
It did. Down. So, yeah. And that's it's the referees right there. And I don't even know if they video reviewed
I don't think so.
That.
They didn't.
So, no, but a big goal. We talked about having a good start. We knew UAA would come out and give us a good push, you know, because of the game. They felt, you know, that they had not played well at all the night before. So we knew they were going to be ready. And they're fighting for a home, you know, well, they're fighting for a playoff spot. I mean, they're, you know, point behind coming in the weekend, you know, behind two teams. So so it was a big weekend for them, too. I mean, there's a lot on the line.
Malcolm Gould gets a couple of goals in a row at 3:47 and 9:37, right?
Yeah, I got the individual effort there when he walked around the guy. And
that was just, was that a pretty goal?
Well, that'll probably make some sort of WCHA, you know, highlight goal of the week or the NCAA ones that they pick. But, no, that's a big-time goal by Malcolm, and you can tell, you know, he's got a ton of confidence. He might get the 20 this year the way he's going.
That made it 3-0 after Gould's two goals, and then we go to Brent Baltus, one of the pretty ones on the weekend.
Here's a steal by Baltus. Breakaway. Watch. Shoot. Scores! Baltus with the goal. Michigan Tech on a steal at center ice. He walked in and made no mistake, and the Huskies before the 10-minute mark here of period number one lead it 4-0.
No, it's just such a fun goal to watch.
Oh, it was I mean they were a little, you know, I don't, a little hesitant with the puck. I mean, a little lazy, I guess I'd call it. And Brent read it, and he got on the defenseman before he could get the puck, and he raced in basically from outside the blue line in on a breakaway. And what I like about it, he hardly had to make any call on it because he didn't fool around with it. Yeah. There was no, I mean, he just raced in there, got it, shot it, goal. I mean, you can even just tell in your call there wasn't much time to work on it. But big goal, and I'm sure when people saw the scores, you know, around the league, you know, after one period, 5-0, it just, they probably thought it was a mistake or, you know, last night's score, you know, after two or whatever. But a good start, really good start by our team. And, you know, we hadn't scored many goals in the first period coming into the weekend. So I thought that was important for us to, you know, score some goals and realize if we're ready to play that we can do some things and do some damage in the first period.
Mark Aku played so well and plays well every game. He's one of my favorite guys to watch out there. He got one of the wackiest goals. It literally bounced in the net. It hit something on the way, and then it turned it into a knuckleball and bounced over the pad of the goaltender. He scores late in the period to make it a 5-0 game. David Johnstone, Dylan Stamen get the assist. We go to the second period. There's no scoring at all, Coach. And again, you weren't too happy with the second period.
No, maybe our worst period in a long time. Not just this weekend, but, you know, they made the goal-changing change again. Was it after the fourth goal again, Dirk, I think?
I think so.
And put Matthias in. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly.
Matthias.
And anyway, I think it sparked them a little bit. I mean, the second period, we were flatter than a pancake, and it was going downhill in a hurry. And it wasn't just one player. I mean, the mistakes we made in that period probably told all the mistakes we made in the last 5 weeks. I mean, it was hard being on the bench. It really was, because we you know, didn't matter what we said, TV timeout, whatever. We just got away from our game. I don't know, part of what was, we're tired, you know, we're going home that night. You know, we've won, let's just get through the game. That's how we played. And I'm not sure that was our attitude, but anyway, we've got to learn from that, and, you know, it was a tough period. It was a long 20 minutes, I'll tell you that.
So we go to the third period after getting outshot 14-4. Go to the third period, and we pick up kind of where we left off at the first period. Tanner Carroll gets a pretty goal down at the goal mouth, a great stick handling move to go 5-hole. Alex Patan, Shane Hanna get the assist. Dylan Stamen got a bit of a cleaning up the garbage goal there, and
going to the net. Going to the net. We went to the net well this weekend. Even Tanner's goal to start the period. Yeah. He's going to the net. Alex Patan does a real good job. Reed on the forecheck picks it off, and great hockey sense. Like, he knows where Tanner is. He knows he's down there. He just sort of throws it blindly, but it's right on Tanner's stick. And obviously Tanner made a real nice move in tight.
And Dylan Steeman. Yep. So then Alex Patan, one of my favorites on the week, in the give and go with Tanner Carroll.
And now scooped up by Walker Hyland. 8:10 left in the third. 7-0 Michigan Tech. Patan with a nice drop pass for Carroll. Carroll for Patan. A shot, scores! Oh, a nice play there by Patan and Tanner Carroll. And that one went over the shoulder of goaltender Matias. Nothing he could do there. Brilliant shot by Patan. And that will be his 98th point.
Yeah, 98th point of his career, and he's just two away now, Coach. Or do I have that wrong?
You have that wrong, yeah, because he ended the game with 100. Like, I have no idea where these guys are. So
they had the wrong stats there before the end of the game. So congratulations to Patan.
Yeah, I don't keep track of those things, really. So, but I know he did. And
because they gave him an assist. They added him assist on Tanner's first goal.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So he I don't know if the goal – yeah, was the goal his 100th point? I'm not even sure. But he did get 100 points in the game. And I just like the play. I like the play. The awareness and the draw pass, and Tanner head was coming with speed, and then the give and go. Alex got back in the play and shot on blocker side. We've been scoring some goals high blocker side lately and really shooting the puck. So anyway, I'm happy for Alex, another one of those players to join that 100 point club, and hopefully have one more here in the near future.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's confusing because they had computer problems up in the press box there and getting in.
Yeah.
So I don't maybe the assist on Tanner's second goal was his 100th point. If they, and I'm not sure now.
Don't ask me.
I know they picked up the puck after the goal.
Yeah. So well, it must have been. Yeah.
I think that was the
100th. I think it was. I think it was. So.
So anyway, either way, he's got 100 points. Congratulations to Alex Patan and great goal. Chris Leibinger then scores a nice tally at the 14:04 mark from Brent Baltus, and Patrick Anderson got his first career goal. I know how happy you are for this kid, and how happy everybody else is, Coach.
Well, right? No question. Yeah, for a player who's hung in there and hadn't played any games, up until this year, and he's gotten in the lineup, and he continues to work hard. He continues to add something, and that's our philosophy as a coaching staff. When we put you in the lineup, you've earned that, and you're going to add something. You're going to bring some value to the team, and Patrick has. And so I know that. I mean, everybody was happy. I mean, that's the beauty of it. That's like the kid going in the game of the basketball. The 15th man on your roster goes and scores a point, but. Obviously, it's a little more difficult in hockey because you got to beat a goalie too. So, our guys were extremely happy for Patrick, and our staff is. And it was a fun night. I mean, I don't think you could ask for anything more, and other than maybe playing a little better in the second period. But you get the shutout. Alex Patan gets his 100th point. Patrick Anderson scores his first goal. We're getting some offense from our defensemen. We're getting different guys in the lineup. Cliff Watson did not play the first night, and we had to rally and regroup without Cliff there. Was eligible for the second game. Matt Roy came out. Like I said, Patrick Anderson comes into the game, didn't play the night before, scores. Just a lot of really good things going on, which I think all these things help bond your team and bring them together even more.
Really nice play by Joel Lesperance.
Lesperance coming across with good speed, hats out to Anderson. Anderson back down for Lesperance. In front, scores! Patrick Anderson with the goal. His first career goal as a Husky, and a pretty play from Lesperance. And Lesperance and Neville will pick it up, and they hand that to the officials, or grab it from the officials, and it's a goal for the Huskies, their 10th of the game.
So that was it. The final score, 10-0 Michigan Tech. Congratulations again going out to Jamie Phillips on the shutout and Alex Patan on his 100th point. And, now that I see now how they added it up, that goal would have been his 100th point because he had the one on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then three,
one assist.
Two assists, and then the goal.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you have it because I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it was, like I said, very confusing because they did have a problem with the stats. And even my final that I had from Friday night, the assists are wrong. So that's why I'm going back to the computer here to figure it out. But congratulations to Alex Patan and getting that out of the way and getting that 100th point.
No question. That's huge. And like I said, hopefully we have another one. I know David Johnstone is nearing. I thought he had a real good game on Saturday. I mean, he's playing physical now. He's healthy. So that's really going to add something for our team going forward. And as he gets in better shape here the next couple of weeks, it really adds to our depth. Like I said, we've got some tough decisions now. We've got some guys playing really well, and it only adds for the competition. We talked about CJ Ike a little bit off air and Alex Gillies, and still without two players who have played a lot of hockey for us, and we'll see where they're at this week, and hopefully they'll be ready for full practice next week, and boy, I mean, the depth on our team continues to show. So we're excited, Dirk. We got a lot of things going on. And, you know, Tanner Carroll is the top five in the country in scoring. Alex Batan, I think, is in the top 10. He's right there with them. Blake Pietl's obviously had a real good second half, continues to get better. Shane Hanna obviously starting to score now.